Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes, Sanhedrin 49. And today's Daf Yomi, our Mem Tes and Mabez, we begin the seventh chapter of Tractate Sanhedrin, which is titled Arba Misos, the Four Deaths. And we know that a Beis Din has the ability, the authority to put a sinner to death. And the way the sinner can be put to death is through one of four methods. And so says our Mishnah, Arba Misos Nimsru Beis Din. There were four types of deaths that were handed over to the court to be able to carry out. Skila, which is stoning. Srefa, which is burning. Hereg, which is death by the sword, by removal of the sword, the head by the sword. Vechenek, and strangulation. Whereas Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, there are four. He agrees that there are four, but he lists them differently. He lists them as Srefa Skila. He puts burning before stoning, and then he says chenek v'hereg, and he places strangulation before death via the sword. And so the Gemara assumes that there must be some significance to the fact that Rabbi Shimon disagrees. And so comes along Rav Papa, and he says in the name of Rav that in general he adopts a teaching that was earlier taught by Rav in the name of Rav Schor, in the name of Rav Huna, that in general when the Mishnah lists something via a list, that there's not necessarily significance to that list, except in a unique circumstance, according to Rav Huna, when it comes to the Shiva Simanim. But Rav Papa says in the name of Rav, there's another uniqueness, and that is our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, from the fact that Rav Shimon disagrees, and he lists his own list, it shows that he's not just disagreeing, he's not just listing them, that there's an actual disagreement. And what's a disagreement? That Rav Shimon must be of the opinion that Serefa is a more serious type of execution than Skila, and it's therefore considered to be more serious. Whereas the Tanakhama is of the opinion that Skila is more serious and more stringent than Srefa. So this is the dispute between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama, and that's how Rav Papa understands it. Comes along our Gemara, and our Gemara says, there's another example where the Mishnah lists things, and it's not, and there's no significance to the order in which they listed. And what is that? The Gemara cites a teaching from Yoma, a Mishnah in Yoma, Ayin Aleph from Abayz, where the tractate there states, Kohen Gadol Meshamesh, that when it comes time for the Kohen Gadol to serve in the temple, he serves Be'shmona Kelim. When the Kohen Gadol serves, he uses eight garments. And a regular Kohen, a Hedjot, a regular Kohen, uses four garments when he serves in the temple. And what are the four garments of the regular Kohen? Ketonet, which is the tunic. Michnasayim, these are the breeches, the pants that the Kohen wears. Mitznefet, the turban. And Avnet, the belt. These are the four regular garments of the Kohen. Mosif Alei and Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol himself adds on to this an additional four garments. And what are these additional four garments? Choshen, the breastplate. Ephod, which is a robe, Me'il, another type of robe, like a overgarment, Vitzit, and the forehead plate. And so these are the additional four garments that the Kohen Gadol wears, and that gets us to a total of eight garments. And we know that even though the ketonet, the tunic, is listed before the Michnasayim, the Gemara cites a Braisa to tell us that the Michnasayim were actually supposed to be put on first before the tunic itself. And says the Braisa, Minayin Shloye Davar, how do we know that the breeches were supposed to be the ones, the part of the garments that were placed on the Kohen first? As it states in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 4, Ketones bad kodesh yelbash, u'michnas evad yiyu al besaro. It says that the michnas evad shall be on his flesh. And from the fact that it says these words, that the michnas evad yiyu al besaro, we understand that this to mean, says the Gemara, that the breeches are supposed to be worn first, but yet the breeches were not listed first, and so therefore this is proof of an example where the order of the Mishnah is not necessarily supposed to be specific. Unlike our case, where we see that when there's a dispute, when there's a difference in the order between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama, we draw a distinction from it. In the case from the Mishnah in Yoma, we don't follow the order of the Mishnah. So anyway, we see from here that when it comes to the garments, the Michnasayim were supposed to be the garment that the Kohen Gadol put on first. And all the regular Kohanim also had to put on this garment first. On the base of this, on this teaching from Yoma, Rav Avadya Bar Tanora learns that it's not only the case with all Kohanim, but all of us, when we dress ourselves, we're supposed to put on the pants first. And that is the case. And not only is that the case when we dress ourselves, but we're also supposed to, when we undress ourselves, the pants should be the last thing we take off, as opposed to the shirt. This is the teaching of Rav Avadya Bar Tanura. This idea that the pants are supposed to be the first thing we put on and the last thing we take off, this is the practice of Minag Ashkenaz. However, the Hasidim have a different practice. The Hasidim, and some say the source for the Hasidim is something that comes from Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta, they say the opposite. They say that the first thing we should put on is our shirt, our upper garment, and also the last thing we take off should be our upper garment, our shirt. And for this reason, they say a person should, because of modesty, a person should have a somewhat longer shirt. But they have a different practice, and their practice is not based upon our Mishnah, but it's based upon this teaching from Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta. And some say the source for the custom of the Hasidim is because they want to put on the tzitzis right away. And since we want to put the tzitzis right away on, therefore we're supposed to put our upper garment on first. What is very clear is that what does it really matter which garment we put on first? Of course it matters, because it's intentionality, that even while we are getting dressed in the morning or getting undressed at night, we have to do every action with the recognition that our Creator is above us. And for this reason, we should be thinking about, should we take off our upper garment first or our lower garment?